listeners. This is your host, Prophetess Vanetta Chisholm Moore. I want to thank you, first of all, this morning or evening, whichever side of the world that you're on, for listening to this broadcast. Today, I would like to talk about discerning the shifts and changes of the Spirit of God within your personal life. Discerning the shifts and changes within your personal life according to the Spirit of God. And this only means that recognizing when the Spirit of God is telling you to open a door, close a door, let go of something, hold on to something, actually looking at anxieties or what causes us to have anxieties about life in general. And I'm going to get into that, and I'll be right back. Hello, my anointed listeners. I am back, and this is the 107th episode of the CF4 Nations broadcast. And this episode is based on testimonial experiences of God's provision and His protection and guidance in time of confusion, trouble, or when you seem uncertain about making decisions or moves in your life. And hopefully this episode will guide you on learning how to flow easier with the direction of the Spirit of God. And the reason why God sends us messages, signs, He sends His word to help move us along out of a phase, because some of us may be going through a season of disappointment, hurt, betrayal of any kind, or maybe a season of sickness, could be seasons of not being prosperous, things like that. Anything that is not going the way that you would like for it to go. And, you know, God wants to move you along. He doesn't want you to get stuck in a never-ending cycle of something that's not good for you, even with mental health. And in Christian society, or in our spiritual society, we will think that it's okay just to be secure in one area of our lives, but then we forget about our mental stability, our mental health. And that's the key there, because when you are going through something, you need your mind to be in a state where you can retain or bring back to remembrance what God has said. So this is what the 107th episode is talking about, spiritual phases within. So again, I hope this helps you to recognize and flow with the Spirit of God. So what we're going to do, we're going to start out with the important or key thing is, first thing is, it's important to know the company that you keep or who you consider your circle of friends. And I love the Old Testament, and I'm going to start with Proverbs, the 11th chapter, the 3rd verse. And it says, honesty guides good people. Dishonesty destroys treacherous people. So, you know when you have good people around you because they want your best interests at heart. And they don't mind telling you the truth when you're wrong. Always have somebody that doesn't mind telling you the truth no matter what. That person would be considered a good friend. And a lot of time we might mistake that person as being a hater. That person may not always be a hater. They may be honestly telling you the truth to guide you. And they're being honest. So the Bible does say honesty guides good people. So another thing would be to set your pride aside. You can't go in this life thinking that you have all the answers or that you know everything or you can't listen to anybody. The 25th Psalm and the 9th verse says that He leads the humble in doing right and teaching them His way. If a person is proud, they can't see doing the right thing. They can see doing things their way and considering it right. But the Bible says that God leads the humble in doing what's right and teaching them His way. A lot of times we want things to go our way. And when we do that, we do nothing but create anxiety or cause other things to arise that didn't have to happen, or you know, you end up saying things and you can't take it back. And it's important to humble yourself. Humbleness doesn't mean being weak. It just means that you have better self-control over your thoughts and your actions and your mouth. You know, that's Psalm 25th Psalm, 9th verse. Set your pride aside and be humble. Know that God loves you. Above all the things that I'm saying today, know that God loves you. He wants you to get it. He wants you to have that spiritual guidance. And he don't want you to miss out on the good things that he have for you. So he's got his eyes on you. And the 32nd Psalm and 8th verse tells us that the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Man, this right here is beautiful, because there's nothing that is going to get past him that he won't pass on to you, or that he won't protect you from it, or that he won't warn you about it. A lot of times, God will tell us something, we'll go ahead and do it anyway. That's not his fault. Because he promised in Psalm 32, 8th verse, that he will guide you. He said he got his eyes on you. He will advise you and watch over you. Okay? Now, the next one. Who is your spiritual leader or your pastor? The Bible says you do need one. Some people think they don't need a leader. Now it's important for you to read the Bible for yourself. I get that. But you need somebody that is going to be there for you in a spiritual sense, who God has put in position to be a leader or a pastor. In Jeremiah, the 3rd verse and 15th chapter, the word of God says, I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will guide you with knowledge and understanding. Because I'm telling you, I don't care how old you get, there are going to be some things that you're not going to understand. So God has gifted shepherds that are after his own heart, meaning God put people as leaders to us who care about the things that he care about. Now, I know there's been a lot of negative connotations about pastors because of what's been put before us, because of what we have actually seen and experienced. But God does have shepherds that are concerned about the very thing that he's concerned about. Those shepherds are the ones that he give true knowledge and understanding to. And they will guide you with the same knowledge and understanding that God is giving to them. So this is important for you to have a spiritual leader, a pastor, which means you gotta go to church to find one. A lot of times the best way to find out about a good leader or a good pastor or a church, if you're looking for a church, go to their Bible study. Don't go to the church service. Go to the Bible study to really see who's teaching and what they're teaching. And if the teaching is making you be a better person, whether it cuts you, steps on your toes or not, that's the place you need to be. You don't need to be in a place that goes for any old thing that you know is not right, or that you know is a sin, or that will jeopardize your eternal home of where you would be in the next life. Choose wisely. So in my opinion, check out the Bible study. Is the pastor teaching the Bible study? Because a lot of time we have other people that are teaching the Bible study and the pastor's preaching. And a lot of times their teaching and preaching are not parallel or not in agreement or not on the same level. So that creates confusion, because the person at Bible study will say, oh, well, what they told me this and they told me that. And this is important that you know this, because you're going to have decisions to make day to day. And according to the word of God, you need to know the truth of that to make the right decisions. Okay. Now let's go on to Isaiah. I love the book of Isaiah because it will always tell you what God is going to do. That book has so many verses or words where God say, I will, I will, I will. And you need to know what the Lord will do so you'll know what position to be in. Let's go to Isaiah 42 the 16th verse, because God is there even before your situation even happens to you. He's already taken care of it. Isaiah 42:16 says, I will lead blind Israel down a new path, guiding them along an unfamiliar way. I will brighten the darkness before them and smooth out the road ahead of them. Yes, I will indeed do these things and not forsake him. Man, don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about anything. The path is already laid out before you. He said, I know that it's unfamiliar to you, but he's going to brighten the darkness, smooth out the road ahead of you. He said, I indeed will do these things and not forsake you. We serve a good God. And God gives us signs to tell us when it's time to move on. You can pray about something and pray about something, and it's supposed to produce some type of manifestation to let you know that God is answering that thing that you're praying about. If you don't hear anything, the answer may be no, and that's okay. So when you get in that spot, you just say, God, lead and guide me to what you're doing, or what you want me to do, or what you want me to say. You know, he's going to guide you along the right path and bring honor to his name. So anything that you do is going to glorify God if you're being led by God. But you have to go to his word, because his word will be a light unto your path. Now, with that being said, people of God, this should take away a lot of anxiety that you might have about the next phase that you're going to. So anything that happens in the natural must happen in the spiritual first. It happens in the spirit first. And know that God is providing for you. He loves you. He's protecting you. And he does not want you to be confused. The Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. He doesn't have any part in that. So, of course, he wants you to get it. He wants you to receive what he has for you. So, people of God, lovely listeners, I hope you have a wonderful day today or evening, and continue to seek God for the best of your life, because it's on its way. And you can feel when God is going to do something for you. God is so merciful that sometimes we may not even deserve what we want or desire to get. But you know he loves you, because he sends it to you anyway. Even with a rod of correction, he still blesses you. He still picks you up and dusts you off. So don't count yourself out as a child of God. And he loves for you to seek him. You know, you delight yourself in God, to seek him. It pleases him for us to ask him, Lord, which way to go? What do I do? I want to be in your will and not my will. Because he can see further than what we see. Well, people of God, and to all my listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the CF4 Nations broadcast. And thank you so much for your patience with me as I get back into the groove of getting out there and talking to you guys and sharing with you with what God has given to me. And I love y'all. I love everybody. And somebody said, well, you don't know me. But I know if God is your creator and he's your father, you are my sister and you're my brother. So we're family. And I love you. Have a wonderful time in life. Yeah. regular listeners to get the best listening experience, listen through the Anchor FM app. That's right, Anchor FM. That's anchor.fm. And go and look for your favorite broadcast podcaster and listen in. That way you can listen to all the interludes and the music that's put in between. So if you're missing something in your listening experience, go to the Anchor FM app. You'll be glad you did.
song. Come on. Yeah. I remember the day, yes, I gave my heart to you, Lord. You told me if I
trusted,
you would never
leave me.
You said you'd always be there, oh, oh. And even though I've never seen your face, no, no, I know your presence is real, yeah. You told me I will
see
you. I will always
find you.
You're just a prayer away. Oh, that's why I believe.
I believe.
Oh, yeah.
What you told me.
Say it again. I believe.
I believe.
Your word is true.
Your word is true.
Say, I believe.
I believe.
In your promises.
Yeah.
I believe.
I believe.
That you'll come through.
That you'll come through.
You say.
Throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future and he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Your word is true.
I believe
your word is true.
Hello, listeners. I just wanted to reach out and thank you all for supporting my broadcast, the CFR Nations broadcast. Thank you so much for the emails, the encouraging recordings, the suggestions, and just being there listening from day one since we started in February of 2018. Thank you so much for your love and support. And if you would like to also send support via monetary sponsorship, you can send that support to Cash App, and that is the same as CFR Nations. And again, thank you so much for being here and being dedicated listeners that you have always been. Thank you. God bless.